الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق، خلق الإنسان من علق. اقرأ وربك الأكرم، الذي علم بالقلم، علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Before starting our talk proper, one is, every time Haji Sahib Allah Rewards Him makes announcements, we must put the Quran Sharif away. Actually, Quran Sharif is the most superior. We read Quran, there is nothing more better than that. But it's only that we have to be sitting here, unfortunately, and Quran is lower. For that reason, we ask the Quran Sharifs to be put away, so there no disrespect is shown to the Quran in any way. Otherwise, recitation of Quran Sharif, how superior it is, there is no doubt. The stalks of ours can never compare with the Quran Sharif. But anyway, few people are reading, and we have to be sitting on top, which shows great disrespect. Therefore, we have to, Haji Sahib makes this announcement, Allah Ta'ala rewards him. Also, by way of muzakara, to remind ourselves, Allah give us tawfiq, and to take it seriously, to read Durood Sharif daily. And the minimum of salawat ala nabi, at least 10 times every morning and 10 times every night, which hardly will take 10 seconds if we read sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which was a durood that was commonly read by the sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. It is narrated in a complete, perfect, authentic hadith. A person will read 10 times salawat in the morning, evening, then he will benefit from the intercession, from the sifarish or shafa'at of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah, which will be a very, very great thing to get the intercession of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on that day. Day when it will be nafsi, nafsi, everyone won't know where to turn, who to ask help from. And if you can get the slightest help, you will be so happy at that time to get the help of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just by reading 10 times durood every morning, every evening. And besides that, the benefits of that are tremendous. May Allah give me, I do it so that I can be reminded also. Allah give us all tawfiq to read this durood every morning, evening. And on Friday, the day of Jumu'ah, may Allah give us tawfiq to increase our durood. As much as we can, we should try and read more salawat on the day of Jumu'ah. May Allah give us tawfiq to learn the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The mere learning of the sunnah is a very great ibadat, which Allah loves very greatly. And then to have the love of the sunnah. To love every sunnah, even perhaps if, unfortunately, for whatever reason, we cannot be practicing on a sunnah, but to have love for the sunnah. And then to practice the sunnah, that is the greatest thing, that we bring the sunnah into our lives. From morning to night, from birth to death, every way we try and bring every sunnah. And then to propagate the sunnah, to try and pass it on to others. Teach it to others, in whichever way we can, other people also learn the sunnah, love the sunnah, practice the sunnah, and they also propagate the sunnah. Another thing is that Allah make it the object of our life, our namaz, that we become a namazi, a musalli, in the true sense of the word. With concentration, devotion, proper namaz, proper time, from the beginning, takbir-e ula, till the end, all namazes with jamaat, in the masjid, in every way, may Allah give us and the whole ummah perfect namazes, make us what are called musallis. And also, together with that, everything, true mu'min, true muslimin, may Allah give us safety. And to make dua for our parents. Don't ever forget our parents in our du'as. And if they have passed away, and even if they are living, we can make isali sawab, pass sawabs for them. This will be our duty also. And it will be a source of great enjoyment and ease and comfort in our dunya's life. And to make dua and isali sawab for our asatida and our mashayikh. Do that also regularly. Just three times, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ we read. Even if we just read the kalima, لا إله إلا الله, محمد رسول الله, we read salawat, istighfar, the rewards are so great. And pass it on to our asatiza, mashayikh. We'll find great goodness will come in our deen. The love of deen, the proper understanding of deen, all that also will come. Our akhirat will be made, our dunya will be made. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. I've read the ayats of Surah Alaq, and the first five ayats, this was the first revelation that came down to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if we consider, it is on this occasion when these ayats were revealed that the history of the world changed. Before that, there was practically no one really who was worshipping Allah Ta'ala wahdahu la shariq. In the time of Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, alhamdulillah, people were following deen, etc. But a period of about 670 years had passed between Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wa salam and in the time of our Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. And there was, at that time, there was only kufr, shirk. There was nobody worshipping Allah in the true sense of tawheed of Allah Ta'ala. So much so that Salman al-Farisi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu also realized that the truth is not available. So he asked a priest. The priest told him, you go to Yathrib, which is the old name of Madinatul Munawwara. The final Nabi will appear there. Then you follow him, you will get the true deen and how to reach Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. In other words, the truth wasn't on the surface of the earth. Even a person who wanted the truth could not get it. It was not only kamyab, very little here and there. It was nayab. It was not existing anywhere. And then it was these ayat that brought the truth into the world. And how it brought the truth into the world, that it became so manifest that kufr and shirk was wiped out from the Arabian Peninsula, Jaziratul Arab. In Kaaba Sharif, 360 idols were kept. That was also wiped out completely. People in Makkah Sharif, everywhere, they were worshipping all wrong things. Jews they were following according to them the Torah, but they had changed. It wasn't the true Torah which Allah had revealed. They were Christians, but they weren't following the true Injil which Allah Ta'ala had revealed to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. It was when these ayat came down and it changed the surface of the world. Ulama have written a brief summary of the Surah Al-Alaq, which in the beginning is this ayat that came and changed the whole history of the world. In between then is the difficulties that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had to go through. So much so that when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was making namaz in the haram of Makkah Sharif, then Abu Jahl came with the stomach of a camel and with all filth and dirt, na'uzubillah, and he threw it on the back of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was dirt, it was filth, it was right in the haram, which they also respected the haram. But in spite of that, how much they disliked the deen of Islam and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he went to this extent. And then the physical difficulty Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to go through. It was very heavy and he put it on the back of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. So here is a lesson that when we follow the Quran and the truth, we must be ready for some difficulty in our lives also. It won't be like what they had to go through. The greatest difficulty for the sake of deen that anyone had to endure was Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. After that, nobody had to endure so much. And in our times, we are so weak And the fitnas, etc. Allah hasn't made it so difficult. Our little difficulties, but we prepare that little, and we always ask afiyah. We ask ease and comfort from Allah Ta'ala. If some difficulty comes in the cause of deen, endure it. And then together with that, at the end, Allah Ta'ala refers to the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. Making of sajda and the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. That also is very important. Acquiring knowledge is not enough. Together with that knowledge, make the ibadat of Allah also. And that is in two aspects. Every day, our daily lives, acquire knowledge also, make ibadat of Allah also. And when your younger days, acquire more knowledge, spread the knowledge. And towards your last days, engage more in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ. Towards the end of your life, go more towards its ibadat of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And Allah has proven it in this surah, the whole Quran Sharif. Yeah, in this surah also, if we follow this pattern, which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam 100% followed it. And see from where, what the conditions of the world was at that time. There was no truth on the surface of the world. What the conditions of the people of Makkah Sharif was. We all know of the days of Jahiliyyah, Ayyami Jahiliyyah, what terrible days existed. But when they followed on this Quran Sharif, how Allah made the same place, Makkah Sharif, the markaz of Hidayat. Allah Ta'ala made it Hidayat Hudal Linnas, made it a markaz of Hidayat Linnas for all of people. So as Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, slowly the Sahaba Ikiram radiallahu ta'ala anhum, one by one more they accepted Islam, they practiced on deen, and they had to go through so much difficulties that they had to leave Makkah Sharif also. They were not tolerated. They were forced to make hijrat and then leave Makkah Sharif and go to Medina Sharif. And there also it was not a bed of roses. At the beginning, the Ansar, they welcomed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with great enthusiasm. But then the Jews were the enemies, the Munafiqeen were the enemies, then from the whole, the Kuffar from Makkah Sharif and around everywhere else, they made an alliance to, like in the Battle of Khandaq, the Battle of the Trench, they wanted to completely annihilate and destroy Islam for once and for all. So how much opposition, but they tolerated it. And then finally came Fath-e Makkah, which wasn't only Fath-e Makkah, it was Fath-e Alam. It was the conquest of the world, and Islam spread then in the world. So this is the same thing. So the basic thing is the Quran Sharif. And the Quran Sharif, that must be the very core and the basis of our lives. And we have to see how much we are attached to the Quran Sharif. For example, this very beautiful sunnah dua, let us all read it also, and we should read it more often. Raditu billahi rabban, wa bil islami deena, wa bi sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rasulan wa nabiyya. Yes. It is narrated in a perfect, authentic hadith. A person will read it once in the morning, Allah will be pleased with him on the day of Qiyamah. And a person who reads it once in the morning, once in the evening, then Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam will hold him by his hand and take him into Jannah. Just by reading this dua. Allah give us tawfiq. Easy way to remember it, when we hear the adhan, and this is the practice of ulama also, that we also say, Raditu billahi rabban, wa bil islami deena, وَبِسَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدْ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ رَسُولًا وَنَبِيًّا. So we will be reading it 5 times a day. We will be reading it morning also, evening also. And it will help us to concentrate and respect Adhan and reply to Adhan. Otherwise, today generally, we got no respect for Adhan. Adhan starts, carries on, and we just talking all the time. And making a noise, yeah, for example, outside, or in the masjid we are sitting and we are talking. And what are we talking? All about dunya, and we're disturbing other people, which is another thing. We're disturbing the malaika, which is another terrible thing. So Allah give us tawfiq to read that. So anyway, Quran Sharif is the basis and the core of our deen. We have to see how much we affiliate with Quran Sharif. So with regard to the tafsir and all that of Iqra, beautiful, beautiful tafsirs have been written. May Allah give us tawfiq to study it and understand what great thing. The point that I wish to try and illustrate, that this was Quran Sharif, the beginning of the Quran Sharif, the first five ayat of the Quran Sharif, and Quran Sharif changed the whole surface of the earth. Quran Sharif changed the history of mankind. Quran Sharif changed the destinies, the taqdeer of people who were written for Jahannam, and now they were all going to Jannah. The Sahaba-e-Kiram, most of them, what was their condition before Islam? There were those, Hazrat Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, other Sahaba, who for example were pure and clean even before Islam came. Their nature, no alcohol in their lives, no evil in their lives, etc. But most of them, all the evil that were taking place. When liquor was made haram in Madinatul Munawwara, so much even the Sahaba. In fact, the Quran Sharif says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَقْرَبُوا الصَّلَاةِ وَأَنْتُمْ سُكَارَى. Allah is referring to the believers, that don't come near namaz when you are in a state of intoxication. So it was so common this, but all that was also wiped out. And those people who were like that, where they reached the heights of Jannah, they reached all of this was the Quran Sharif. So today also it is necessary that we bring Quran Sharif into our lives again. We, alhamdulillah, as students here, most of us, that we are studying the Quran Sharif, but also see with how much of enthusiasm are we studying the Quran Sharif, with how much of keenness are we studying the Quran Sharif. Our nazara, our love for the Quran, our respect for the Quran Sharif. Ask ourselves how much of eagerness we have got in the Quran Sharif. Yes, alhamdulillah, Allah gave tawfiq. We opened the madrasa, we started again before the Christmas period. And on Christmas Day, one very long time ago, one student today, mashallah, is doing great work of deen. But when on Christmas Day, 25th December, he said, I have to read Quran today. How can I read Quran Sharif today? Like it is haram to read Quran on Christmas Day. He felt that Christmas Day you have to go for picnics, etc. We don't do what the Christians do, but you go for a picnic, you have a free time. There is no perhaps namaz also in our lives. And yeah, mashallah, Allah reward all the students. You all came back, and we might not realize, but this was a great blow to shaitan. That when the world is going into ghaflat, when the world is going into sin, all the sins which are committed during this festive period, all the intermingling, the liquor, the vulgarity, all the murders that are taking place, all the fights that are taking place, all the evils that are taking place, Allah brought us out of that, brought us in the environment of the madrasa. And we are learning deen. Allah is actually using us. We might not realize it. These are also, like I said, we have to go through some difficulties. There is also one difficulty. And hopefully, none of us felt it a difficulty also. Otherwise, if you look at it from the other people's point of view, you must be in madrasa in this period. There is a period to be making fun and enjoyment. But yeah, we are happy that, alhamdulillah, Allah brought us to madrasa. We are reading Quran Sharif, we are learning Quran. So when Allah brings those difficulties, for us it's a pleasure to do it. Like the Sahaba, when they used to go to jihad, it wasn't that it was a burden for them. They should enjoy going for jihad. And not only the Sahaba, till today, the Palestinians, etc., the Afghanis, etc., the spirit of Iman is in them. When they face the difficulties, they are happy. We read in the kitabs that the children, small children of the pious people, when food was coming daily in the house, they used to cry. that when is the guest of hunger, when is the guest of poverty going to come to our house? They should look forward that when we haven't got food and we are pleasing Allah, they should look forward to that. So Allah makes it easy also. So anyway, Quran Sharif is the basis. So we have to see how much of enthusiasm, how much of feeling we have got for Quran Sharif. And then how much do we devote ourselves to the Quran Sharif. It mustn't be just that madrasa times are there. From this time to that is just for a system. Our attitude must be, before that also we are keen with the Quran. During the break we are reading Quran. All the time we are busy with Quran. Our free time with Quran Sharif. And then more the teachings of the Quran Sharif. In that very dua also, Raditu billahi rabban wa bil islami deena wa bi sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rasulan wa nabiyya. In one narration it also comes, wa bil qur'ani imamu wa hakama. I'm pleased with the Quran as my imam. Quran is my imam. And I'm pleased with the Quran Sharif as my judge. Whatever the judgment Quran Sharif has made, I accept it wholeheartedly. And I follow the way of the Quran. So we have to see how much are we following the way of the Quran Sharif. Yeah, in the madrasa also, Quran Sharif, he says, Quran Sharif commands us, aqimis salah, to perfect namaz. Is perfection of namaz in my life? Quran Sharif, wa'amur bil urf. Wa'amur, command, what is the right thing? All the commands of Allah Ta'ala, are we doing that? All the commandments of Quran Sharif, are they in our lives from the beginning till the end? So we have to see not only that Quran Sharif is in our hands, we are reading it, but how much is it in our lives? Qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Save yourselves and your families from the fire of Jahannam. Quran Sharif commands that. The ilm of Quran must be the most superior thing in our lives. Are we making like that? How many of us are such that we are perhaps alims, but we make our children engineers, doctors, etc. And we haven't given them the basics of deen, of Quran. Quran must be the first thing. And if they gain the other knowledge of dunya, this dunya's knowledge, we should not refer it to it as Western knowledge. We should not refer to it as secular education. But dunya's knowledge is necessary. How to grow food, how to cook food, how to make clothes, how to build a house. We need that. But it must never be given preference over Quran Sharif. Quran Sharif must be first. And in acquiring that knowledge also, no law of Quran Sharif must be broken also. There must be no intermingling of the sexes. There must be no other haram things that are taking place. There must be no haram things that are taught in there which are against the Quran Sharif. Quran Sharif must be given the preference in everything. And together with that, then we have that education as a necessity. And a necessity is only to the extent that it is necessary. And not where it violates the basic thing, our Quran Sharif. So Quran Sharif is the most important thing in our lives. And we have to bring the teachings of the Quran Sharif. And as Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was Allah's Nabi, was Allah's Rasul, and he fulfilled every command of Allah, we see the results came that from the worst conditions, today conditions of the world, though we say it's very bad conditions, but they are not as worse at that as it was before these ayat were revealed. But in spite of that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam transformed the whole thing in the short period of 23 years. What a change he brought in the world. And not only he brought a change, and after that it was lost. People didn't follow it up. He put such a foundation, and he put such people in the foundation that they carried it on. And today, 1400 years, the same Quran Sharif and the same teachings are with us. If we take that lesson, and we also today, in the true sense, make Quran our object and our goal, and we also devote, we cannot reach the level of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, that is really out of the question. But within our means, if we decide, and in fact, one person also decides that I want to bring the Quran Sharif alive, Allah's help will be with him. And Allah will make it. Allah make it in our heart that I have to bring the Quran Sharif alive. And I will go through whatever difficulties I have to. I will tolerate the criticism of people. Today it is just that. Some people will criticize you. Some people will talk bad about you. You have to tolerate that little. And that also Allah makes it like a pleasure. Our Akabir and our Aslaf, we see that when the letters that were written to them, and many people wrote terrible words to them, swore them, used the worst words, but they just smiled at it. It didn't hurt them at all. So like that, today little problems like that will come. We tolerate it, but if we made the Quran Sharif our goal, the Wahiyya Ilahi, which came with this ayat of Iqra, if we make that our goal and we follow through with it, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was one person, and he followed through with it, Allah made everyone help him. Hazrat Khadija radiyallahu ta'ala anha, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and many others, Allah gave him his people, and they just went from strength to strength until they established deen, they established truth, they established peace in the world. Today also one person decides that Allah will make people to support you. Allah will people will come on your side. Little difficulties come, Allah will make them easy also. You will go through, but eventually then Islam will spread in the world. Today we want Islam to spread, but we follow their education. We follow their lifestyle. We follow their holidays. Our houses are like this. Our clothing is like this. In that way is destruction. That is the road to Jahannam. It is just like one of my ustad said very beautifully, you plant weeds and you want roses to grow. We are following the ways of the enemies of Islam and we want the fruit of Islam. We don't want to make the Quran Sharif and Wahi the prime thing in our lives. We want to follow the ways of the enemies and we want the fruit of Islam. It can't happen. It's impossible. Bring Islam, Wahi, Quran Sharif into our lives. Make that our object in our lives and the fruit has to come then. If you plant anything, you have to work on that. You have to remove the weeds. You have to water. You have to put fertilizer. Then you get your fruit eventually. And the same way, Quran Sharif, bring it in our... Not only I became a Hafiz, I became a Qari, I read Tafsir, I became an Alim, that is not enough. Bring it into my life. My thinking must be Quran Sharif. My desires must be Quran Sharif. My heart must be Quran Sharif. Today our minds and heart are all Western, modern. And whatever we think of deeny things also, we think of it, what will the people say? What will happen in the world? If I don't send my children to university, even my daughter, no matter what she has to go through, but she must go, what will happen to her? We worry about that. We don't worry what the Quran Sharif says. We don't worry what will be the condition in the akhirat. So Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq that we understand that, and Allah has shown it. There's theory in the Quran and practically the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam showed. When he brought Quran Sharif into his life and he followed it through and he endured the difficulties together with the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala also, turning to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala brought the truth in the world. Allah brought peace in the world. Allah brought barakat in the world. How much of usury, interest there was. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in Hajjatul Wada, he wrote off all that interest. Which amounts, today ulama have worked it out in our times, billions and billions and billions of dollars and pounds. At one stroke, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wrote it all off. But in return, what barakat Allah Ta'ala gave. Today we see our things in interest, whether it is in the form of insurance policies, whether it is in the form of hospital plans, etc. But we see our success against the Quran. We don't see our success in the Quran Sharif and in the teachings of the Quran. Our education, we see our success in non-Islamic education. We don't see our success in Islamic education. How many parents also, the people you tell them, make your son an alim, from where will he earn? How will he live? How will he eat? As if ulama have said, not one alim died of hunger. In fact, they get so much da'wats which other people, their mouths water. When the ulama's da'wat and then they complain. These ulama are just eating chicken all the time. And they just having the best food all the time. On the other side they said, from where will the ulama eat? And one alim is a guest and he's invited. Together with him, 5,500 people are invited. Because of one alim, 5,500 people are eating. And they say, from where will the ulama eat? So Quran is our basis. May Allah bring that into our lives and let us live by it and die by it.